Misfit Toys.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is a Doug Loves Movies mini boner ep coming to you from my LA digs on Tuesday, December 18th to Ocean's 12, also known as Leonard Maltin's birthday. Happy birthday, dude. I give it 4 stars. Very excited about tonight's 12 guests of Christmas taping at UCB here in Los Angeles. Should plop for your listening enjoyment in a few days. Last night, Graham Elwood played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the Fort Lauderdale Improv, and I'll play the audio from that show at the end of this ep. Thanks to all who came out. It was 154 peeps strong, and quite a rowdy crowd for a Monday night in a swamp. And there was a vampire there. For reals, a for reals vampire. I didn't catch his name. Could have been named Edward or Bella or Bella Lugosi. Am I the first person? I can't be the first person to put that together, that Bella in the Twilight books is named after Bella Lugosi. That's crazy. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest Nick Swartzen tweeted, "I liked The Hobbit the first time when it was called Steel Magnolias." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Jacksonville, Florida. I'm bringing the Benson Movie Interruption to you January 5th and 6th at the Sunray Cinemas at 4:20. Saturday is RoboCop and Sunday is Dirty Dancing. And so far, RoboCop is kicking Dirty Dancing's ass, outselling it 2-1. So come on, Jax. You'll have the time of your life if you come to RoboCop or Dirty Dancing. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. The number two movie is Playing for Keeps. Just kidding. The number two movie is Rise of the Guardians, which has nothing to do with the Owls of Ga'ul, which I originally thought when I heard the title. Thought it was a sequel. But whatever it is, it's a movie I'm sure I'll enjoy next year during the holiday season on a plane. Just like Arthur Christmas flying home today from Fort Lauderdale, which I actually slept through. So I'll be sleeping through Rise of the Guardians in about a year. So watch The Hobbit, not The Guardians. This has been Watch This, Not That. Los Angeles, I'm doing a Benson Interruption podcast at Meltdown Comics this Saturday, December 22nd at 4:20. Sarah Silverman, keep it under your hat, will be co-interrupting, schedule permitting. And also, one last thing I want to say. The weekly Doug Loves Movies tapings at UCB will move to 7 p.m. beginning on January 8th. Still free to get in. Please come down. I want to pack the place for the amazing guests that I've got lined up all throughout January and then hopefully for the rest of the year. And as always, not getting screeners yet for Django Unchained and Les Mis is a shithead. Does anyone rain here for games? Yeah! Grant's gonna get a quick shot of himself in front of everybody. Did you get the piece of vampire in the shot?
Two out of three.
somebody, Graham.
I'm better than Shane Wilkie.
Okay, that's creepy. All right, this guy right here.
Well,
let's
talk into the microphone right now.
Let's
try it. What's your name?
Hold it.
What's your name, first of all?
My name's Frank.
Hi, Frank.
And oh, it's an AA meeting. Okay, Frank. Here's your 30-day check. Tell us why.
Yeah, be honest with us. Or just be frank.
So tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Is both of your podcasts put together, all the titles together, and on the back there is all of your albums, the name of your albums, in one sentence.
The oath of the professional humory and hypocritically unbalanced load of the smug body mouth life.
I'm a fan!
That is a fan.
That's perfect. That's awesome. Who the fuck are you doing this guy? Come on. That's working. Come on.
Let's just give him the prizes and Mitt Murphy's Law, the most authentic Irish pub in the world. You gotta love an outdoor pub with outdoor keys.
Hookers.
What hookers? What? They got hookers over at Murphy's Law?
Vampires.
Yeah, you're the winner no matter what. That's how much we like your name tag.
Yeah.
Hold on, man.
You still have plenty of ice cream, motherfucker. Easy, bitch.
I have a question. Why didn't you pick me? I want to make a sign. It's my special day.
I don't want to.
She really is asking us a question. She really doesn't seem to understand how any of this works.
She's like, are you going to drink your drink? It's been sitting there. So if you're not, then you need to go back. Seriously, I hate watching people waste alcohol. There's poor children in Africa who would love to be shit faced right now.
Oh, hang on, I'm getting a call.
Your car's here, it's right out there.
It's ready to go.
Oh, shit, you're right here. She's right here, she's coming. Ooh, hurry up, hurry up.
All right, here's how this works. If we ever get through this, it'll be a miracle. Frank and Graham are going to play one-on-one in one round of the Leonard Maltin game. From the podcast. Frank gets to pick from some categories. It's just between Frank and Graham, so please don't try to help. Category number one, it's Giovanni Ribisi's birthday today. The great Giovanni Ribisi. Yeah, and so it's the films of Giovanni Ribisi. Yeah. I have a feeling you're not going to pick that. And then we have stocking stuffers, and that's films where a man is wearing pantyhose for some reason. Yes. Or Iceman Cometh, the Iceman Cometh, and that's movies where Val Kilmer has sex. Sex bomb. Get your knees at the end.
I guess I'll pick the hardest one of those.
Which one would that be? Which one are you hardest for? You going Ribisi?
Giovanni Ribisi, man. Oh, shit.
He's not messing around. Ooh-wee. All right, 3.5 stars. I'm going to describe the movie to Frank. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin on the Leonard Maltin iPhone app. He calls this movie a beguiling mood piece. And he also says that the lead actor in this movie seems to ad-lib many of his best lines.
What year?
And the year is 2003. And Leonard lists a mere 6 names.
How many names? Frank.
6 names.
You think he did 6. Strong opening mid. Vicious. Smart. I will go 5.
Graham says 5, Frank. What are you going to do with that?
Name it.
Thank you, Frank.
because I didn't know the other name.
All right. Your five names are Catherine Lambert, Furuhino Ashiyashi, Anna Faris, Giovanni Ribisi,
and Scarlett Johansson. The movie is called... You have 3 seconds.
Oh, fuck, two. They're all in my head.
One, zero, go.
Frank is our winner!
Well, you know what movie it is, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Lost in Translation.
Actually from your other podcast with Karen?
With Karen?
Yes, well, let's be frank.
Oh, let's be frank. The food truck we talked to. And your name is Frank. Wow, this guy really
is. Holy shit!
He's a super fan. It doesn't matter what he's smart against her, because he's lying.
To watch another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, do you have a Doug in your life, or do you wish you had a Doug in your life? Either way, you should check out Wide World of Dougs, the show where comedians Doug Benson, that's me, and Doug Mellard get together to discuss the name Doug and lots of other things with Dougs and non-Dougs. We don't discriminate. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it.
Danielle, guess what people are saying about How to Survive with Danielle and Christine?
What are they saying, Christine?
Very funny, charming, and just the right amount of stupid. This podcast might also save your life.
That's a perfect description, because on How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, we teach you how to survive the things that could kill you and the stuff that makes you just wish you were dead.
Totally accurate. So tune in to
How to survive with Danielle and Christine.
And as always,
remain calm.